So I got a call with Molly this morning, and she gave us some good words of wisdom. Molly, do you want to give us a beginning thought for a minute? Tell her a good thought.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, we just talked about some days you kind of feel like you don't have the gusto that you do on other days. And part of that may be because your why isn't implanted deeply enough, or it's just a surface dream. So we've been going through a few-day process to really get clear on things that motivate us and things that make us want to jump out of the bed in the morning and get going, excited about life and excited about accomplishing our dreams. And so we discussed that a why has to be powerful enough that it actually moves you to tears, like you feel it that deeply. And I think there's a process that comes into play that makes it that happen and makes it get that sink that deep. And so what we started out with is a have to feel it. And some of you may be aware of this already and already have it in practice. But basically it's that you sit down and we call it a hot pen. You don't take your pen off the paper. You just write and write and write. And so there's nothing more to put out. And what's cool is you can write it in pencil. You can change things at any time. You can add to it. So if you forget things, that's okay. You can come back later. You know, just leave it completely open. And it makes it a little easier to get it out of your head and cart and onto paper. So just think about everything you want to have, do, or be in your lifetime. I'm working on becoming fluent in Spanish. That's one of my dreams. Another dream is to have a homestead, and homestead with my family. Another dream is to help children who've been abandoned and facilitate adoption for them. So all kinds of things. So anything you want to have, do, or be. We're also working on a new family car. So having a flourishing garden, hosting garden classes. So think about what drives you, what moves you to tears in a good way and makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. So then after the have to be, then you can prioritize them. What's most important? We're all limited on time, so you've really got to focus on what matters most. And this is one exercise that will really help you in that process, really get clear on what it is that matters most. And I find myself waking up and excited for the day and going to bed just like, oh, sleep so good. My 13-year-old said, man, we worked so hard today. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to sleep really good. So that's some of the blessings of hard work is great sleep. So.
Hey, Molly, thank you so much.